This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about you here during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at nolanfinancialpartners.com. And while at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program wherever you like to listen to your podcast. When it comes to preparing for retirement, one of the savviest things we can do is learn from those who walk the path of retirement before us. When you're a kid and you joined a team for the first time, you learned your role by watching how the other kids behave during practice, right? How they engage with the coaches, staff, you know, how they manage their emotions after wins and losses. Watching and learning was a way to overcome your inexperience to become a vital part of the team. So today's show, we're going to discuss some of the things that people who are currently retired wish they would have known before they left the office for the final time. But before we get into that topic, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, whose broadcasting experience was great to help me during the early days of our show.
I don't know about that, but I think I'm on the winning end of this deal because I learn way more about finances from you, Chris, than you've learned about broadcasting from me. Let's put it that way. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We have tried to develop our skills and share our knowledge. And that's what we like to do.
Yeah. And we all continue to learn as we go. Right. But I know you and Tara have been helping people for so long with their finances, with their retirement planning, their retirement income planning. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people, once they're retired, if they didn't work with a professional, or didn't work with the right person, a lot of them do come to you and say, man, I wish I had done this before I retired, right?
I just met a gentleman last week and he's in his 80s and we have to fix some things.
Wow.
What he got did not fit his needs. And it's like, wow, this is late to be fixing and creating kind of a new path. But it's the path he thought he was on. He just wasn't with what financial advisor had done.
Yeah.
So whoever did it, either he didn't understand or they didn't disclose some of the problems with some of the tools he had.
Right.
It's okay. We can fix it.
Right. Yeah. That's too bad. But there are so many things that people say, hey, you know, wow, I wish I would have done this or I should have done that. And we're going to talk about those things for our listeners out there who aren't yet in retirement or are just entering retirement. There still might be time to fix that. I mean, yes. It is a good sign. I mean, even in his 80s, there are things you can try to do. But really, the sooner you plan, the better off you're going to be. Right.
Well, and the biggest thing for him was the things he didn't know with the tools he had.
Right.
So the tools were good for him, you know, when he got them back when he was 65, but they're not good now. Mm. There's better tools. There's better rates of return on a lot of those tools now. And so you can switch those out.
Yeah.
You can move somewhere else. You can do things. And so we're going to help him out. He's going to have more legacy for his kids and his grandkids, and he's not going to have any negative impact to his income. It makes me happy when I can help somebody.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I encourage our listeners out there to get a second opinion on the plans and finances they do have, whether they're in retirement like this gentleman is, or whether it's before retirement. Get a plan in place or get a second opinion on what you have so far. So to make sure that you're in the right place and what you think is happening is happening and what you want to happen is going to happen, or at least to meet the goals. A lot of people don't know. And like you say, it's
right.
You don't know what you don't know. So that's why you come in, because you retire every day, right? You go through the process with people every day. You're going through these processes, and the rest of us, we're only going to go through this once. So how would we know? We haven't gone through it. We don't have the experience. So
All I know is you're going to retire a lot longer before I do, because Tara's never going to let me retire.
Well, being married to Tara, that's a full-time job that you can never retire from. Let's put it that way.
So I had somebody, we're going way off track there, but somebody asked me, oh, is your wife high maintenance? I said, well, yeah. I like being around her. I like helping her out. I like taking care of her.
She's that high maintenance? Because she's a doer and she wants to do things, and she wants to get things done, and she knows what she wants. And she reminds me a lot of my daughter. Allison is the same way. Right. And I know other people, men and women, who are that way. And to be married to them is one thing, because they're very like, we got to do this and let's do this and we're going to do this and we need to do this, and not bossy, but just a really driven. She's a driven person, and that's what makes her so successful. And that's why Tara, with the financial company that you and her run, and with her other career in the military, working for the government, she's done so well and moved up to that status she has. Mm-hmm. It's because she's driven. And my daughter is the same way. And Nikki Foley, who ran Gradient Financial for a number of years and now works for Paladin Financial, she's also in the financial industry. She's the same way. I don't know if you ever met Nikki, but Nikki and Tara are like twins separated at birth with the same personality. At any time Nikki calls me, I'm like, oh boy, something has to be done. I've got a task, because she is so driven, it wears you out. And I know Tara does her best to wear you out, and that's good. That's what keeps you out of trouble, Chris.
So sometimes, though, I just like to sit and watch a football game, right? She's like, well, I'm going to go do this. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll record it. We'll go.
Because the implication is, well, I want to go do this. You should come with me. Yeah, it's not like, you stay here and watch your game. It's not that. It's, we need to go do this.
Yeah, but she also thinks of fun things to do and things that need to be done. And
you guys have lots of fun, too. So well, that's good. So where do you want to start with, what do people need to know before they retire? What should they do, or what are they going to wish they had known before they retire?
So I read an article from AARP, 6 things I wish someone had told me before I retired. So if you want to look that up, that's what it is. But let me give you kind of the basics. The first thing they talked about was, don't borrow from your 401k until you look into all the rules on how to borrow from your particular 401k. So there's IRS rules, and then there's going to be rules also for your particular 401k, that the matching may change. You may not be able to do contributions while you have a loan out. There's a lot of little things that you need to know. Besides the IRS saying that, hey, you didn't pay this money back, now you got to owe us a bunch of taxes. Took this out early and there's going to be a 10% penalty and yikes, yada, 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 right? So, but there's more rules than just the IRS rules. You can take up to like $50,000 or 50% of the amounts that's vested in the account, but it's got to be paid back in no more than 5 years. So, you know, you may want to pay off that credit card or something right before you retire, borrow it from that 401k, but maybe that's not the best way.
Yeah, I'll confess, when you know, using some of your 401k money to pay off a credit card may sound like a good move, but there are risks, and you probably shouldn't do that. I mean, retirement accounts are for retirement. Yeah. And I know you've always advised on the show not to touch them before retirement. What are some of the risks to borrowing from your retirement accounts?
So the other thing is that, you're not earning returns on that money anymore, right? So you borrow that $10,000 out and then you're not getting returns on that. So, and then if you can't quickly pay back that loan, like I mentioned, you are, may not be able to increase your contributions until that's all paid off. So your contributions go to the loan instead of to your new 401k. That means you're not getting matching, right? Because you're not contributing, so you're not matching. So you're leaving
money on the table. Not only are you not getting as many earning interest on the money you borrowed, you're also probably not contributing then, because you need the money. And so, and the money will be that you contribute will go to pay it back and not to add. So it's just compounding. It's a compounding problem the way it sounds.
Right. So if you're going to, you know, do a loan from a 401k, you make sure that you go meet with the financial services yes. professional and,
yes.
and get the rules for your particular 401k and bring that and look at it with somebody that, you know, is not the HR department. So,
right.
They may or may not understand it all. So go talk to somebody, sit down and have a good conversation about why you're taking it out and what you're going to do with it. Cause yeah. it's very, you know, it's a really, enticing to shed that credit card debt right before retirement. Right.
Yeah.
So you really, don't want to stop working before you pay it off. And so you're going to borrow from your 401k to pay it off so that you can retire. Well, okay. Maybe work for another 6 months and pay their credit card off that way.
Yeah. Because paying off the credit card, that's the next thing I know that retirees wish they had done before they retire is get their credit card paid off, but not using your retirement account to do
right.
it. But right. getting debt paid off is another thing people should do, right?
Yeah. Create that spending plan that aligns with paying off that credit card before you retire. The only debt you want to have left when you enter retirement is maybe the debt on your home, or maybe if you recently bought a car, something that is collateralized debt that is usually a lot better interest rate than credit cards, right?
Right.
So yeah. Credit cards are not collateralized, so they have really high interest rates because
yeah, very high interest rates. I mean,
yeah.
I've seen up to 30%, up to 30% lately. So, and as you've said before on the show, Chris, for a lot of people, credit cards are an essential financial tool. They can provide benefits with like perks and rewards. But if you're the type of person that doesn't have the discipline to pay them off and not to use them when you shouldn't, or don't have the money to pay them off, then you shouldn't use credit cards. They can cause long-term financial problems. And, you know, right. a lot of us, everybody's probably had difficulty at one time or another, carried credit card interest, and you can't do that. You got to pay it off. And, you know, I've been there and done that. You cannot get into that situation. That's yeah. especially going into retirement. So
that's right.
What's something else that you have for us?
So, one of the other things mentioned in the article was, they regretted not taking a complete advantage of a health savings account while they were still on the job. So, health savings accounts, HSAs, usually are with while you're working, you can have those. You can't get them after that. And so you want to start it while you're working with somebody and get it filled up a little bit. And then all those dollars that you put in there, you can use for future healthcare costs, right? And then if you have like a high deductible health plan, then that HSA can really help you, right?
And right.
so it helps you take care of that deductible so that then once that deductible is paid up, then you don't have any more health care costs that year. So if you have enough in that HSA to cover, you know, like 6 years of high deductions, then that may really help you in retirement mitigate any unexpected expenses through that time. So HSAs yeah. grow. Oh, so they grow. They're invested in some whatever kind of investment they can do. Depends on the HSA, right? So I don't want to say what they might be. I don't know. Depends sure. on your company, right? But you can carry it over year to year. You can carry it through retirement.
Yeah, you don't lose it year to year. It keeps growing.
Keeps growing.
And even after you stop working, you can keep it and have the money in there forever as long as you live. But the thing is you can spend it on healthcare expenses, and people think, well, I'm going to be in retirement. Medicare will take care of it. You still have premiums. You still pay premiums out of pocket. You still pay deductibles. You still have co-pays. You still have all of these things, plus, you know, your supplemental insurance or advantage. There are costs involved. So you're going to have healthcare costs and quite a few in retirement. Prescription drug, even if you have a plan, you still have out-of-pocket expenses. So those HSAs come in handy. And Chris, you've mentioned this before, and I've read about this. This is the most incredible thing because it is the only account, I've read that it's the only account in the IRS tax code where the money goes in tax-free. Yeah. So you don't pay taxes on the money you put in. It doesn't count toward your income. So it's not taxed when you put it in. So it's pre-tax money. You don't pay taxes on that money and it comes out tax-free and it grows tax-free. There is no other account where money goes in tax-free, grows tax-free and comes out tax-free. It's the only account that allows you really to do that in the IRS tax code. And so that's huge. And that can grow over time. It does. People say, well, but it's for medical expenses only, but you're going to need, what does the average person in retirement spend on medical expenses over there? You know, in the 30 years of retirement, you're going to spend a lot of money on healthcare. Yeah. It's one of your biggest costs in retirement is healthcare, right?
That's right. Cause once you get some kind of health situation, you're going to go see that doctor maybe multiple times.
Yeah.
And then he's going to send you off to procedures. And then they're going to say, well, we'll cover 30% of it. It will cover 60%.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to cover the rest.
Yeah.
Because we don't think that's something you really need to do. It's like, yeah, but I do need to do it. My doctor's going to need to do it. How come you don't? And so it's an interesting thing with insurance, even Medicare about what they'll cover.
Yeah.
So you need to have some nest egg to cover.
Yeah, when you need hearing aids, that's not covered by Medicare. Yep. Hearing aids are not covered by Medicare. Where's that? And they are expensive to get good ones.
Glasses.
Yeah, good hearing aids. I mean, you can spend thousands of dollars on a set of hearing aids, and then you lose them or break them.
Well, I learned that the VA will cover hearing aids for vets.
That's amazing because that's a big cost. Yeah.
Yeah.
And pretty much everyone, I mean, what's the percentage of people in retirement who end up needing hearing aids, right?
Especially if you're a vet that worked on a flight line or an aircraft carrier
or artillery. I mean,
you're around so many loud noises.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody I know from the military has tinnitus.
Yeah.
So
if you flew C-130s or 136 or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Tara flew the C-130s.
Yeah. The C-130s are noisy. It's not quiet inside there. It's not soundproof in that cockpit, is it?
We didn't have noise canceling headphones back then.
No. No, that's loud. That is loud. Yeah. So, well, yeah, that's a huge one, HSAs. Why don't you tell us, we've talked about, I guess, how HSA money can be used. Yeah. That was my next question. But if people have questions about this, like, well, how do I get an HSA or what should I be putting my money into? How can they get a hold of you and Tara?
So they can reach us at 719-210-4242. Then go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Check us out over there. And give us a call, 719-210-4242.
All right. That sounds good. Well, let's move on here. It's been a good conversation so far. What's next?
So the other thing that a lot of retirees do, they hit retirement and then they start feeling a little itchy about their location. And I can tell you that if you were in the military, you get itchy because you've been moved all your life. And then, hey, I've entered a new phase. I'm retired. I should move.
Right.
Maybe not. But the first thing is if you're going to go to a new community, make sure that that new community is right for you. You know, go there and spend some time there. Spend a few weeks. Get to know the community before you decide to move there. If you're a city mouse and you're moved to the country, you might find out you're not a country mouse.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Right. I've met a lot of people that feel very uncomfortable sleeping out at our house in the country, because they're used to be having, all those houses around them and that community sense of community. It gives them a sense of security.
Yeah.
And, I'm like, oh, being around people makes me feel the other way.
Yeah.
I'm a country mouse.
Yeah.
So you got to understand where you're moving to, what type of community you're going to be in. Do you like those people? Do they have services for retirees in that community? You know, can you get help? So make sure, you know, like hospitals, medical centers, you know, what are you going to do? So you have your financial services professional, right? We do virtual appointments. And so make sure that your financial service professional can do virtual appointments. I like to do an online virtual appointment where I see their faces and I can talk to them and I can see, you know, how they're doing and interact with our clients. So we try to make our clients our friends. We want our clients to be friends. And so that's kind of how we roll. So even the ones that move away, we have video conferences with. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And technology allows us to do those things. And yeah, that's handy. So, you know, and you're right. I mean, if you want to move somewhere, you know, spending a week on the ocean in the middle of winter, that's awesome. But it's probably a lot different than living there during the height of tourist season, you know, living there.
Oh, I can tell you it is.
Yeah. Some people, they'll go to an exotic location and, you know, a lot of people retire. You know, I've heard Costa Rica is a great, you know, country to retire in. Oh, yeah. Or I want to go live, on the Yucatan Peninsula. I know there's a lot of expats down there in Mexico. Sure. Visiting there for even a week is a lot different than living there. And people don't often, take that into account. You have to take that into account.
Right, right. You know, can you get the food you want if you're going somewhere that's not America? You know, are you willing to adjust your tastes to where you're going?
Yep.
There's a lot of considerations about moving overseas. How are you going to have access to your money, your social security, those things?
Healthcare.
Healthcare. What's the healthcare like? You know, Venezuela used to be a really popular place to go because they had good healthcare.
Yeah.
Very inexpensive cost of living there. You could live up on the side of a mountain, which is pretty much cool all the time, but never cold, never hot.
Yeah.
But now they have a political situation and Americans are like, ooh, okay, slow down.
Yeah.
So they're not going there as much. And so they don't know what's going to happen. So that's the other thing is if you're going to move overseas, you understand what the political situation and what are you going to be able to put up with?
Yeah.
When that comes to play, if something goes wrong, like when in Venezuela.
Yep. So what's next? What else do we want to talk about?
Okay. So, well, the article also talked about the family and friends, right? So they're really looking forward to spending more time with their family and friends.
Yeah. A lot of us do expect that in retirement before we retire.
Right. But then, so maybe they move to where they're back to where their family is. Maybe they already live there and they're just expecting them to have more time for them. But they may not, right? They may have busy lives and kids and things that are still taking up most of their day. You know, the people that you go have a nice dinner with once a month with may not really want more than that.
Right.
You've got to figure out, you know, how are you going to be spending your time when you're not working anymore, right? Kids go to school 9 months out of the year. There's just so many factors that come into play, you know, and then are you healthy enough to do all the things you've got planned out to do? Say you do go live on a mountain in Costa Rica. Well, after about 5 years, are you still healthy enough to live on the top of that mountain? Is it okay with your body?
You got to think of these things.
I had a client, she lived up in, Fairplay, Colorado. And as she got older, she started developing headaches. Mm. And so she went to the doctor and the doctor said, well, you gotta move lower. You cannot live at 9,000 feet. And so there's just not enough oxygen up there.
Right.
For,
no.
For her. Cause she doesn't process oxygen as well as she used to.
Right.
And so you've got to be in a place that your body will accept. You can't live up in the thin air.
Yeah.
And then it also comes down to budget. It's, you know, you want to spend all this time, but do you have the spending plan in place that you can do all those things?
Yeah. Yeah. When we visited for a week in Colorado, you know, and we saw you guys while we were out there, you know, a couple summers ago, we stayed at about 8,000 feet, you know, just north of Aspen. And it was, we noticed the difference. Believe me, I did anyway. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around, I'm like, oh, man. And we notice, you know, I go into a store and they're selling oxygen in a can.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, they have high oxygen spas here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they do make you feel good.
Yeah. I've even seen those in Vegas when I was there on a business trip. They had like an oxygen bar where you could go in and it's a spa kind of a place. And
yeah.
For oxygen. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you know what? Crazy thing is, we had a good talk today, but we're out of time. It flew by, Chris. This one flew by for me anyway. I hope our listeners enjoyed it. You always have some great tips and tidbits. How can our listeners get a hold of you?
So they can reach us at 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, check out our radio page on our website. That website is NolanFinancialPartners.com. You can listen to some of the past radio shows. You can re-listen to this one if you missed something and you want to hear it again.
Sure.
Give us a call at 719-210-4242 and we'll set up that complimentary consultation. Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.